Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Hugging faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon,
today's featured words are ANSI and obligation. Congratulations! You've been invited to Becky Botsford's birthday party. And this year, the Botsfords have planned a party so big and so exciting that I can only describe it by turning on my Echo Machine and saying it's going to be the greatest party ever!
Becky, you'd better buckle up, because your mother and I have spent the last 3 months planning this party, and it's going to be...
the greatest party ever! This year, your father and I went a little overboard!
We've planned one amazing surprise after another.
Oh, please tell me what they are. I can't wait!
I know you're antsy, but before we get started, I just need to put the cake in the oven. It should be done baking by the end of the party.
Okay, put the cake in the oven. Let's go!
Becky, if you want to jump up and down, don't you think it might be a little more fun if you did it in this super-sized bouncy castle?
Wow, this really is the greatest party ever.
It's your special day, Becky. Enjoy it.
I will!
Please, somebody help!
Yep, Bob, I heard that too. And as much as I want to jump in this giant bouncy castle, we have an obligation to help the people of the city. Oh, well, when you have an obligation, it means you've made a promise to do something. Since we promised to protect this city, that's our obligation. So come on, let's go take care of our obligation and then come right back and bounce!
Meanwhile, at the local sandwich shop...
Everyone, stay back, or I'm gonna spray you all with hot deli mustard. And the really spicy kind, because if any gets on your tongue, it'll burn so bad, you'll have to take a sip of milk. I am bad.
Hey, why are you doing this?
Because I'm supposed to be the sandwich king, and I don't want anyone eating sandwiches that aren't made by me.
But these people, they come here to eat my sandwiches. Do you understand that, Mr. Sandwich Head?
Can you please not call me Sandwich Head?
I'm sorry, pal, but, hey, you realize you get a sandwich for a head, right?
Yes, but I prefer to be called a nickname that's a little more...
Word Girl.
Word Girl? What? No, that makes no sense.
No, not you, Sandwich Head. Her.
Word Girl!
That's right, Chuck the Evil Sandwich-Making Guy. Now put down the condiment, Ray, and leave these people alone.
Forget it, Word Girl. No one tells me what to do. Except my mom. And sometimes my brother... You remember my brother Brent, don't you? The handsome...
Yeah. Can we just do this? I really don't have the time.
It's 12:30.
I know the time. I just don't have the time.
Boy, Word Girl, you really seem antsy. Are you in a rush or something?
Yes, I am.
Why'd you have to do that?
Because I have an obligation to protect these people from you.
Word Girl, thank you so much. There's got to be some way I can make it up to you.
Yes, in fact, I know just the way. Keep an eye on Chuck until the police arrive to pick him up, because right now I really have to go. Thank you, bye!
Boy, she did seem antsy, though, didn't she?
Huggy, now that we've taken care of our obligations, it's bouncy castle time! Whoa, wait, what's going on?
Becky, there you are!
Have you been in the bouncy castle the whole time?
Wow, you must have been having so much fun.
Oh, yeah, tons of fun. Where is everybody?
They're right over there, playing with your next surprise!
greatest party ever. It's the greatest thing that happened to me!
Go ride those ponies, Becky.
I will. I will.
Please, somebody help. Again.
I know we have an obligation to help them, but we can take one little pony ride.
Ahem, ahem.
Yes?
I think Bob was making a good point.
But it's ponies.
Trust me, the last thing I want to do is spoil your pony party. But if there's one thing I know about Word Girl, it's that she won't let anything keep her from helping the people of this city. Anything. Even pretty, pretty magical pony princesses.
You're right, I guess she won't.
Come on, Bob. Word up!
Back at the sandwich shop.
Okay, everybody stay back while I untie my friend Chuck.
Thank you. I couldn't wait for somebody to set me free. Being tied up was making me antsy.
What did she see?
What?
No, I can define the word antsy because antsy means impatient. You feel antsy when there's something you really want to be doing and you just can't wait any longer. And that's why I feel antsy right now. I don't have the time!
It's 1:15.
Now, the police will be here any minute. It's their obligation to take you criminals to jail. In the meantime...
Tell you what I'll do. I'll keep my eye on these guys. Make sure they don't try to escape again.
Please do!
Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face race back to the party.
What happened to the ponies? Why are they sleeping?
Well, they're sleeping because they're tired from all the fun they were having with you kids.
You kids must have been having so much fun! We were busy in the backyard setting up the biggest birthday surprise of them all!
We couldn't take all you kids to the amusement park, so we brought the amusement park to you!
Wow! This isn't just the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to anybody!
Enjoy it, Becky.
I will! I will!
Please, somebody help. For a third time here, huh?
I don't believe this.
Don't worry, you two. I'll get you out of here. Us food-based villains have to stick together, you know.
Seriously, can you please stop untying each other?
Boy, were you right. She really is antsy today.
Told you.
Can we please just hurry this up already? I don't have the time.
It's 2:15.
That's it! Everyone to jail!
Huh? Where's she going in such a hurry?
Huggy, for the rest of the day, I'm just going to enjoy my birthday, and I'm not going to let my obligations get in my way. Oh, no, it's the energy monster.
Maybe he's just out for a stroll in this lovely weather we're having. Or not.
Energy monster, you picked the wrong day to mess with me. The wrong day. Giant Ferris wheel, here I come!
Whoa, Becky, hold up. Those rides aren't working anymore.
What?
Someone must have knocked out the power. I'm sorry, Becky. Obviously, that someone didn't know that today was your birthday.
Oh, does this mean the party's over?
I guess it does. But hey, we sure had a lot of fun, didn't we?
I did. This is the greatest party ever. There'll never be a better one than this. Never, ever, ever.
Oh, but it can't end right now.
Well, it's not over just yet. We still haven't eaten the cake.
Is it supposed to be glowing like that?
I don't know. I did use a new recipe.
Then I'm sure that's the reason.
Okay, Becky. Make a wish.
Wish for something you really, really want.
I'll make a wish. I wish I hadn't missed my birthday party. I wish I didn't have all the obligations of a superhero. I wish I was just Becky Bonsford, a normal little girl. I wish I wasn't Word Girl. I wish there never was a Word Girl.
So what'd you wish for, Beck?
I can't tell you.
I know what I'd wish for. To meet my favorite hero, Chuck the Awesome Sandwich King.
Thought your favorite hero was Word Girl.
Who's Word Girl?
You know, flies around, defeats villains, defines words. You think she's the most awesome person in the world. Word Girl.
Never heard of her.
Yes, Becky, who is this word girl you're talking about? That sounds like a made-up person.
With a catchy name like that, you'd think I'd have heard of her. But I haven't.
What is going on? What happened to the city?
I don't know what you're talking about, Becky. It's another great day here in Chucktopia.
Chucktopia?
I'm not just king of the sandwiches. I'm the king of the world.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Can't wait to find out what happens next. You won't have to feel antsy for too long. Now that we've shown you part one, we have an obligation to show you part two. So don't miss the next exciting episode of Chucktopia! Kidding. Word Girl!
Word Girl! Word Girl!
Listen for the words unusual and enchanted.
What happened to the city?
I don't know what you're talking about, Becky. It's another great day here in Chucktopia.
I'm not just king of the sandwiches. I'm the king of the world. Ooh-ray.
Oh, no. What have I done?
We're kind of starting right in the middle of the story here. Do you mind if I bring everyone up to speed?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Becky was frustrated that her obligations as Word Girl made her miss her own birthday party, so she wished on her birthday cake that Word Girl never existed, and poof, the wish came true, and she was just Becky Botsford, a normal girl.
Mom, Dad, what did you put in that cake?
Flour, eggs, butter.
And there was that big energy monster power surge that happened while it was in the oven.
Oh, that's right! That was very unusual.
Warning, if electrified, cake may become enchanted. Good one, gang. Real funny birthday surprise. Getting Chuck to pretend he's the king of the city. The whole enchanted cake thing. For a second there, I actually believed it.
Is Chuck the awesome sandwich-making king still here? Aw, I missed him.
Joke's over, TJ, but nice try. And his name isn't Chuck the awesome sandwich-making king. Everybody knows it's Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy. Right, Mom and Dad?
What's wrong with you, Becky?
Wait. This really isn't a joke?
You know this is Chucktopia, the land of many sandwiches. And Chuck is king.
Come on, Bob. We've got to figure out what's going on. I gotta run. I forgot about my...
sandwich-making class?
What? Sure, sandwich-making class. Later! This is really strange, Bob. When I made my wish to not be Word Girl anymore, I didn't think other things would change, too. That enchanted cake has some strange magical powers. Hey, that's where the jewelry store should be. And those statues of Chuck aren't normally there. That's very unusual. Oh, you don't know what unusual means? Well, when something is different than it normally is, we say it's unusual. Like that store over there. Every time we've looked at it before, it's been a jewelry store, right? But suddenly it changed into a sandwich shop. That's unusual. If something is usually one way, but then it changes and becomes not usual, we say it's unusual.
Attention, citizens of Chucktopia. It is time for sandwich talk. Everyone must use sandwich words starting now.
Got it. That hat is so pickle.
Why, thank you. I bought it salami days ago.
What is going on? They're using words the wrong way. A kid steered it.
And I just mayonnaised your coat. How much did it cost?
It was a bargain at mustard dollars and ketchupy ketchup cents.
That's just not right. Pickle doesn't mean good, and salami isn't a number. This is wrong. You're all wrong.
You can't disobey King Chuck's orders.
That's the police. Now you're in trouble. Sheriff Butcher is going to take you to jail.
Okay, this is silly. The butcher isn't a police officer. He's a criminal.
You're the criminal, little girl, and you're under arrest.
The butcher.
See the badge? That's Sheriff Butcher to you, kid.
Thank you very mustard for showing up so quickly, Sheriff Butcher.
Don't worry, sir. Just doing my job. You're under arrest for distributing the peace.
Don't you mean disturbing the peace?
And you're in trouble for correcting people's grammar and choice of words. In Chucktopia, we talk the way King Chuck tells us to. Now let's go.
Let's let Word Girl handle this one. Word up! Oh, right. So how are we supposed to fight the butcher?
Sheriff Butcher to King Chuck! I'm bringing in two troublemakers. Let's go.
I will never see them again.
Thank you, Sheriff Butcher.
You're a real pastrami police officer.
Who dares break the rules of Chuck, the awesome sandwich-making king?
Excuse me, King Chuck, but I don't know all of your rules. You see, we're new in town and...
Rule number one, when it's time to use sandwich words, we use sandwich words.
Isn't that kind of silly?
Hey, it's not silly!
Number two, all the stores must be sandwich stores.
But what about the jewelry store and the furniture store? I mean...
Hey, quit asking all those questions!
Rule number three, and this is a big one, everyone must eat nothing but sandwiches, except for your birthday, when you're allowed to eat cake.
How did you ever become the king of the city in the first place?
Hey!
I will indulge her. You see, I started out as a mediocre villain, but there was no superhero to stop me, and I started to get better and better. And I took over! Yeah, I love no superheroes. Yeah! There's the sandwich bell. Sandwich time. It's nice to be king.
Man, it's like this sandwich cast a magical spell on me. Cannot look away.
I'm so captivated by this sandwich, I probably wouldn't have noticed if the girl and her monkey ran away.
Superpowers.
Ah.
Well, how was I supposed to know the whole world would be different after my wish? Let's hide in here.
Becky! There you are.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm eating a sandwich, of course. It's the only thing I ever eat. Every day, the same thing.
Here's your sandwich, just like always.
Dr. Two Brains?
Doctor? Oh, I used to be a doctor, but that was a long time ago. Now I'm the sub-junior assistant manager of Chuck's sandwich shop. Well, when Chuck became the king of Chucktopia, he told me I had to hang up my lab coat and work here instead.
It's a real drag.
If only I had a piece of enchanted birthday cake. I'd wish for things to be different.
Yeah, enchanted birthday cake? Well, that's what got me into this mess and made the world all mixed up. You see, today is my birthday, and I was so...
Do you mind if we skip to the end? We already went over this.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Thanks. 1 minute later...
So if I had known the cake was enchanted, I might not have made the wish in the first place.
You keep using the word enchanted. Does it have something to do with the flavor of the frosting?
No. No, if something is enchanted, that means it has strong magical powers or is under a spell. Enchanted can even describe someone who seems to be under a spell. For example, Bob seems enchanted by that sandwich.
Hey, if you still have that enchanted birthday cake, make another wish on it and get things back to normal.
We ate all the cake at the party.
Well, then I guess we're stuck here after all. What's that, Bob? You didn't eat your piece.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go find that enchanted cake and get things back to normal.
King Chuck, I found the girl and the monkey. Bring the crusher and we'll take care of them.
We've got company!
Nobody disobeys King Chuck and gets away with it. Stop them, Butcher.
Whoa!
Ah!
around it. We're stuck.
Good thinking, Bob. Try to eat your way through it. Hurry, Bob.
What an unusual day.
Bob isn't chewing fast enough.
Now I've got you. Is that cheese?
Let the girl go, King Chuck. It's her birthday and she needs to make her wish.
Hey, Butcher, get him with one of your meat attacks.
Schnitzel shish kebab!
That cheese is gumming up the works.
I'm getting dizzy.
Dr. Two Brains?
Hey there, Becky.
I thought you worked at the sandwich shop. Where'd you get the blimp?
This? Oh, I build this stuff in my spare time. I hoped someday it would come in handy.
Good work, Captain Huggy Face.
Captain Huggy Face?
Let's go, Dad.
Going.
Thanks for the save.
You're welcome. Come here, King Chuck. Oh, I'm not finished with you yet.
Bob, Cake, Dad, Candle, let's do this.
Whoa, what?
It's unusual, I know.
Here goes nothing. I wish that Word Girl exists and that everything would go back to the way it used to be. Mom, is Chuck the king of the city?
Oh, Becky, that's silly.
TJ, does Word Girl exist?
Hello, would I be the fan club president of someone who didn't exist?
Ah, my wish came true! Everything is exactly the way it was!
You wished for things to be normal? That's weird!
No, it's not. My life isn't perfect, and sometimes it's really frustrating being me. But even with all the bad stuff, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Oh, that's nice to hear, honey. Now let's keep enjoying your birthday party!
Yes! Really? That timing is very...
unusual?
Well, actually, since I'm always being interrupted, it's not unusual. It's normal, every day, commonplace. Ready, Bob? Word up! Woohoo!
And so we come to the end of a very unusual story about a world without Word Girl, and all because of one very enchanted birthday cake. Join us next time in another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!